Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're hoping to have Peter Kelly Detweiler online. He even gave me a thumbs up as of last night. He's not online yet. Hopefully he's okay and just trying to effort to get to a good signal, I guess. But we'll be talking with him about energy. He's one of our energy experts that we go to. And what's happening with energy, we've had Peter on talking about data centers. And here in Connecticut, for some reason, somebody said, hey, let's make Connecticut a data center capital, right? Let's attract data centers to Connecticut. And so we were talking with him last time we were on. I said, after we had a very long discussion about what electricity was, that was purely just to help the legislature. We then discussed what it could do to our bills. You know, if there was a big data center here in Connecticut chugging away, and there already are, but more chugging away at our electrical grid, what does that mean to you and I as ratepayers to make sure that we can use Grok to ask and answer our, you know, how to make chili questions? And it would be pretty expensive, right? We were going to be impacted by it. Well, right. It turns out, developers of these data centers like Google or Amazon are saying, you know what, these states are just not run very well. We're going to go ahead and build our own energy power ourselves. I was going to talk to Peter about this, and maybe eventually he'll get on. But I recall, and maybe you remember this, Dennis, back in the 90s, there was this cross-sound energy connection that was going to be made. I remember Ray Dunaway always talking about it.
A
line between Connecticut and Long Island,
right,
where we were going to help with energy or sell energy to the folks over there. And Blumenthal, as a attorney general, was putting the kibosh on it because he was worried about the
environment.
Shell bed.
The shellfish beds.
Right. He was worried about the bed of the seafloor because of an electrical line. Clearly, that's gone out the window with all the windmills, because you're not connecting a windmill to wirelessly.
No.
So I guess it wasn't a thing. and then we had the big liquid natural gas. I remember that. We're going to have a big liquid natural gas terminal here in Connecticut, and we were going to improve energy here for using that.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't do that.
Never materialized.
Just can't make that happen. I just heard recently the governor of Massachusetts was bragging how she blocked multiple natural gas pipelines from coming into the state. So what we're seeing is with these technology companies, it's like, well, you know, if these folks don't understand how we need to run computers with power, we can't do it with hamster power, right? I mean, squirrels. We tried that. So if you can't do it with those types of animals, you actually need real energy. And so it looks like Amazon and Google. Google's got seven projects. No, even more. 12. So they're going to be.
Whoa.
Yeah, Google partnered with a nuclear energy company called Kairos Power. 7 small nuclear reactors, SMRs, are going to. So we're going to see these things pop up all over the country, whether you like them or not. And because the legislature is always so far behind, they're still figuring out how to regulate whether or not you should let a 12-year-old accessing porn. Right? They still can't figure out how to stop that. I don't understand it. They're never going to figure out how energy works. So these IT companies are going to be like, we're going to do it for you. And I'm actually very much for it, even though I joke about the fact that Amazon went down and brought down thousands of companies. We're always going to have problems with IT. But if there is more energy generation, Dennis,
yeah,
now you got competition. Wouldn't you rather buy your energy from Google than from Eversource and from the politicians?
What I'm appreciating is that they're investing in nuclear power.
Right.
And I am sure that these small nuclear reactors that they're going to be building is going to involve technology that can then be used elsewhere.
Right. Each of them, 960
in other kinds of nuclear power plants.
Right.
Maybe, you know, large scale ones like the ones that used to provide 3/4 of Connecticut's power.
And then no longer does.
And it's more like 1/4 now.
Yeah.
Over the last 25 years, a lot of Connecticut's nuclear power has been scaled back. Maybe this is a way to restore that. And I know that Governor Lamont has actually been talking about that. I heard that from Morgan this morning on my way in.
Right. Only recently. You know,
right.
They just got it started. Okay. That's great.
It's like they finally woke up and said, we need another power source.
Right. It was almost kind of like how
and
they
let's
did
go back to what we were using.
Yeah.
Because it worked.
Yeah. It was reliable base energy that was clean.
Yep. Right.
Hopefully Peter's okay. We'll get him on the call. I literally was chatting with him last night, so I'm a little concerned that he's not on the line. But we'll talk. If he does get online between now and 11 o'clock, we will bring him on to chat about energy and this issue where data centers are just going to go it alone and do it themselves. So as we wait for that call, though, let's talk a little bit more about what's in the news as far as technology news you can use.
Okay.
Did you hear about this happening out there, Dennis, with the blockchain?
What is going on with, what are they doing with it now?
So the North Koreans.
Always the North Koreans. Come on.
They're doing something called ether hiding. So those of you who are all enamored with the Bitcoins and the cryptos and the blockchain, part of the reason you are is because someone told you couldn't mess with the blockchain.
Well, you can't, right?
Well, you can.
What?
It's called ether hiding.
No, you're lying. I'm just kidding.
I'll put a link up here for you. Ether hiding. They're actually putting malware inside blockchain smart contracts to sneak.
Malware?
Yep. To sneak past detection and ultimately swipe victims' crypto and credentials. So this is a thing. You heard it here first. So when people are finally saying, geez, Eric, this cloud thing doesn't sound like a good idea as their businesses are down. We've told you about this crypto thing for quite a while. So, yes, the North Koreans are hiding malware. It's called ether hiding. And basically they're trying to hire people, right, too. So they're using LinkedIn. They're trying to hire crypto programmers. And they're hiding the malware into folks' systems that would be involved in the crypto blockchain industry.
All right. So what you're saying is that if I've got a machine that houses the Ethereum blockchain, I now have malware on my system because it's embedded in the blockchain itself.
Right. And they're doing it at scale. And it's disguised as a coding test to test if they're good at coding for the blockchain.
Oh.
So be careful what you wish for in your crypto and your blockchain and your... this whole beanie baby of value that's there. I hear it's so rare to have a Bitcoin there, Dennis. So this is something you should be aware of. If you're thinking about investing in this stuff, you need to understand that the geeks that put this stuff together, the same geeks that work at Amazon and blew up their DNS.
Because it's always DNS.
Yeah, they're not any smarter than the blockchain either. I mean, it's not like you got a bunch of Elon Musks running the blockchain. It's the same people that are configuring the DNS over at Amazon.
And they're training our AI.
Exactly.
Oh, and for those who don't understand the ramifications of this, because this is embedded in the blockchain where each transaction cryptologically depends on the ones above it, you cannot just remove the malware.
Because it's decentralized.
Because everything that followed after the malware was inserted will fail
right.
to check.
And there isn't a central
so you
server.
You can't clean it up. You literally cannot clean it up. This malware has to be maintained as part of the blockchain.
Yeah, and it also, again, law enforcement, it makes it difficult for them to take down, being a decentralized system, and the blockchain makes it difficult to trace the identity of whoever's deploying the smart contract. So I'm going to put this link up here. You can read it for yourself. It's called Ether Hiding After the Ethereum.
Yeah.
So when you have a malware named after your fake money, I don't know what I need to tell you or the bridge I need to, you know, I guess I can sell you a bridge next. But if you're buying this stuff, I do have a bridge I could sell you. I mean, there was a guy who sold stars. There was on this radio show.
Yeah.
So you guys are buying stars. People bought pet rocks. And I contend you're buying Ethereum. It's the same thing.
You know what would have been the greatest troll?
Yeah.
If OpenDNS just like added Amazon, be like, hey, you want our services?
Well, that's Cisco, and they've got their own troubles.
Yeah, but it would have been like, you know, whoever ran Wendy's social media account forever, if like OpenDNS just like added Amazon, be like, need our help over there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tampa Airport does a fun trolling too all the time. So, well, I just figured I'll let you guys know about this. We'll put a link up here for you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Hopefully, Peter calls in. I don't know what happened. I hope everything's okay. If he doesn't, we'll continue to take your calls and questions. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open, 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be right back. What song is that, Dennis?
I can't place it.
Ice, Ice Baby.
Oh.
But that's not a human. And that wasn't a real trumpet player.
That was AI.
AI. So we are all going to be replaced.
Oh, no.
I mean, that just sounds so good. I would sit back. I mean, I think we talked about it in the past. There's one of the top songs on Spotify is an AI band. There's no real humans. It's all AI generated music. When it sounds that good.
Well, yeah. Why not just go with it, right?
Yeah. And so the thing is, it's like democratizing, right? So a guy like me would never be able to come up with any kind of musical thing, right? You never pay me to come up with a hit of any kind. But if I could leverage AI, maybe I do have an idea that you might like. So it's going to democratize talent.
That's very creepy.
It's super creepy.
About it.
Super creepy. And it's all mental talent. I mean, poetry, writing books, and we're stealing it from everybody else, right? All the people who had the talent, it's like they're being drained. Like we're a bunch of vampires stealing their ideas, dumping it into AI to then regurgitate it back out at ourselves. But that's a complete different take on Ice Ice Baby, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine getting a group together to actually perform that. Difficult. So let's go to your calls as we wait for Peter. I don't know what's going on, but we'll continue on without him. Go to Greg in Naugatuck and see what's going on there. What's happening, Greg?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I have a brand new laptop in front of me because my old one was getting tired, still worked. And, of course, it's Windows 11. I don't know what's going on. But in any case, on my old computer up on top, right next to the address, the thing that says what website you're on.
Yes.
I always had a little rectangular box that said Google search, and that's just gone now. I do have a Yahoo search, area that I can search, but I've tried everything, and I just can't get the rectangular box that said Google search back up next to that box that gives you your current website. So I looked it up, and it did say to go over and click on the far right where there's three little horizontal lines.
Yeah.
And then it says to go down to more tools. And I do that, and then it says customize toolbar, and now a whole bunch of possible tools open, but it also says that in there, there'll be a little box to select Google search,
mm-hmm.
or search anyway, but it's just not there in this menu. Any clue how I can get my Google search box back up on the top?
Are you using – what browser are you using? That's where we have to start.
Good question. Mozilla.
Firefox. Okay. So the new Firefox is causing some issues for you. Now you had customized the old one. That's why you had things the way you had it laid out, and this one's doing it by the defaults. So Dennis is looking up ways to customize the Firefox browser for you. This shouldn't be a big deal. It should be pretty straightforward. I can't imagine they would have deprecated that.
I looked it up, and then they all said go to the three little lines towards the top right, and I did, and then it said to click more tools and then customize.
Customize toolbar. Yep.
Yep, I did that. Here, hold on. I'll do it again right here.
And we're doing it too.
More tools, and then I click customize toolbar. And there's a dozen or two screenshots, zoom controls, find, print, things that open. But there's nothing in there. It claims that there'll be a box that says search, but there is not. All the only box that I see, it's like a little horizontal box. It says flexible space, but that doesn't work. And then there's help.
Mike has also sent over some instructions to us on this too.
What Mike sent over is an instruction to set Google as your default search engine, which you're also going to want to do if you want to get to Google.
Versus Yahoo. Because right now Yahoo is your default for whatever reason.
Well, that's I guess that's because,
that might be the better way to go,
that's
just
because
to change
when
that.
When I get on the internet, when I get on the internet, hold on, let me open it back up, please. My Firefox always brings up,
Do you have any extensions you might have loaded on this? Mike's asking.
I wouldn't know.
It's brand new, right?
Extension. Yeah, it's brand new, and I didn't do it. You know, it was done for me. Good job, too. I had a good. It's set up very much like my old computer.
Yeah.
But I just can't get a. You know, when I open it up right now on Firefox, automatically it says currently from AT&T. It says Yahoo, and then there's a search box, and I can search with this Yahoo thing. But once I go to a website, then that Yahoo search bar, you know, disappears. It's only on like my first page that I open up. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's a default setting, somehow not going away.
Yeah, what I would do is I would change the default search engine to Google.
Yeah, we're going to put some instructions as how to do that first.
But I don't have to go to Chrome, do I?
No. It's Firefox configuration that we're going to send over for you to try.
Okay, and you're going to send it over to where?
It's gonna go on Computer Talk with Tab. Also, okay, the name of the show.com also works.
Yeah,
and it's gonna go on our Facebook group, the Listener Network group.
So, ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Computer Talk
with Tab.
With Tab. That's all one word,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
.com, yep.
That's it.
Yep.
It'll be there, right there for you. You're going to see the link to how to do it.
And click on the Computer Talk with Tab, look for a link to do this.
Yes, sir. You'll see how to change your default search engine.
Very good.
All right.
You're a gentleman, guys. I don't know what I was called before. You've always helped. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
It's our pleasure, Greg. Thank you. We'll be right back. Very good. Yes, if you're in your car, we're here for you. Computer Talk with Tab. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. If Peter calls in, we'll take him. But at this point, I think he overslept. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's go to Lori next in Deep River. What's happening, Lori?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I tried calling a couple weeks ago, and you had something else going on for the hour, and that was fine. While I was on vacation recently, I was notified by the woman in my office that does our payroll to another company that, gee, did you file for unemployment? No, I only thought I was on vacation. The Department of Labor notified her that I had filed for unemployment. So after joking around that, gee, did I, not learn? This is a hard way to find out you're out of work. But
yeah, right. I know.
So obviously I had been hacked.
No. You're not hacked.
The Department of Labor has been telling people that, but it's not true.
It's not true. It's their systems suck.
Well, there is that too. But when I was at the bank, talking with the bank to notify them, hey, if anybody comes in, that's not my husband or myself. Don't give them, trying to cover bases. They said, you must work at our local school because they use the same paycheck type company. I won't name names.
Yeah.
And a bunch of their people also were notified that they, going through the same thing.
Yep.
We've gone through the process of all the credit bureaus, freezing here, go through the alphabet agencies, Federal Trade Commission, IRS, everybody. When I was trying to freeze my husband's credit line, the three of them, no problem, but they couldn't verify my identification, which is weird.
That's a weird thing. That's a different problem.
That's a different problem, yeah. I mean, we do use a company for ID monitoring. We've been in touch with them.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing,
Lori.
Where
else do we go? What else do we do? Yeah, go ahead.
This has been an issue because of our Department of Labor's changing over of their systems for half a decade now, I think. The CBIA had many stories about it. The problem is our Department of Labor will take basically somebody can call in and practically pinky swear by getting on the internet there that they are you and claiming benefits. All they need to know is clearly very little. And the Department of Labor is like, okay, we'll set you up.
Then
the bad guys, I mean, there's so many dollars, so many Connecticut taxpayer dollars exiting to scammers because the Department of Labor systems obviously suck. And
they have a lot of very valid information about me.
Well, of course they do. I could probably Google you and get a lot of it already. So
my pay amount and that sort of thing.
Well, it depends on who was hacked and where they get it.
Right. Here's the thing. There was a breach somewhere.
Right.
We don't know where that was, that information became available to a batch of scammers, and now they're using it.
Or it's an internal thing. Like you said, the company that does your paychecks could have bad people there that know that information.
Insiders
are giving it to people that they know, and because the Department of Labor site is so lax, they will let them do this. So guess what? Happened to my wife, too. And the letter that says what you have to do now – let's say, Laura, you actually do have to take advantage of the Department of Labor's site where you actually were let go and you want to get your benefits. Guess what you now have to do? You have to show up in person and prove you are who you say you are. My question to the Department of Labor's website is, why the heck don't you do that in the first place? Because guess what? Right. If I'm out of work, I got nothing else to do.
Exactly.
I'll go to your office. I mean, like, what, you can't handle the lines of people out of work in Connecticut? Give me a break. Clearly, whatever they're doing to verify identity on their website sucks.
Yep.
Period. Period. And you think you're hacked? No. The Department of Labor is just lax. And any of this information that they're using, they're able to get either through people who are, like I said, bad guys for working for companies, giving the information to their bad guy friends. Hey, here's what Lori makes. Here's where she works. Go ahead and file a claim. And, of course, the Department of Labor is like, okay. That kind of information, you really can't stop from being released if it's happening that way or if it's already in a breach, like Dennis said.
I don't know which way, if it was internal or external.
Right.
I just know that it happened.
Right. You were notified not by the – oddly, it wasn't the Department of Labor notifying you that you were filing a claim. No letter was sent to you, right?
Nope, sent to my employer.
Right.
Because they were looking to verify what my past wages were so that they could give me the correct amount.
Right.
The way that we know about it at TAB is because when this started happening, we had...
Years ago.
Right, in 2022, I think. We were doing was we were getting calls from our client company saying, hey, we got so-and-so that had a fraudulent unemployment claim. They talked to the Department of Labor. The Department of Labor was literally telling our clients
that
they were hacked and they need to have all of their systems scanned for malware because that's why it happened.
Right.
Those two things are lies.
Yeah.
That is not why this happened.
Right.
But they are continuing to tell people that, and it's not true.
Right.
Well, I did change all of my passwords, and I told everybody at work, change your passwords, write them down someplace, not on a computer.
Well, yeah, you can. So it's always a good thing to rethink how your security is. But in this case, there's nothing to do with your security that caused this.
No, not at all.
It's the lack of the ability of a State Department to properly have a process to identify who is claiming unemployment benefits, period. Fixable. It's fixable. I mean, if I can sell a car to Carvana in literally a few clicks and they can be sure that I am who I am saying I am, I'm not a thief, I'm not a car thief selling somebody else's, they can figure it out. Oh, you're actually legitimate selling your car. Yep. But the Department of Labor can't seem to figure out that, guess what, Lori still works.
Yeah, even though I'm getting paid. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's always good to rethink about these things, you know, but it's not your fault. And there's literally nothing you can do additionally to stop this type of thing from occurring. These agencies need to do a better job of actually caring about the taxpayer dollars exiting the system. And of course, caring about confirming the identities of anybody making a claim for anything. Because they only care after you're impacted. Now, if you did have to do it, you have to jump through all sorts of hoops that just they should put in place in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I've already spent the equivalent of a full day.
Of your life.
Of my life, 20-some plus hours. trying to freeze and notify. And
right. And this is not in this is something that if they just took the thing they make you do after the breach as the thing you're supposed to do before.
Right.
It wouldn't, you and I wouldn't be talking because the bad guy is not going to walk in and prove that they're Lori.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot harder. It wouldn't be at scale the way it is. I mean, everybody and their brother is having this happen to them. But of course, the state of Connecticut, this is literally half a decade old now. Once they changed their system, the new system.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, they, for whatever reason, they just made it really easy to submit a claim.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah. It's crazy. So nothing else you can do, Lori. I'm sorry it's happened to you, but it's not a surprise to us.
Yeah, no. And the other thing is we have one of those quote unquote smart number bed type things.
Oh, no.
And when we first got the bed, we said, you know, why do we want them to tell us how poorly we sleep? We know we don't sleep well. You know, I don't want it to be adjusting in the middle of the night, waking me up if I'm finally falling back to sleep. So, no, you're on battery. I want a remote control that is battery operated, not hooked up to anybody, so that I can, as long as I have power, electrically to turn the pump on. I don't care if it's connected to Wi-Fi. I don't want you connected to Wi-Fi. Go away.
So, Lori, your bed had promised you that it would help you sleep better by adjusting things because it would know you're sleeping or not sleeping?
Yes, it was. It was incredible promises. And we just said, no. We can figure it out on our own.
I agree. I agree with you. Wow. Yeah. I think it's anybody over the age of like 45 isn't sleeping anymore.
Yeah.
And nobody told me that when I was 25, that by the time you reach 45, sleep is not going to be a thing.
A long time ago. 45 was a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Well, I agree with you. Disconnect that smart bed and let it just do what it needs to do. But thank you for your call. I mean, you let a lot of people know about a very common issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good day. Thanks for your service.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, I hate hearing that story. It makes me so angry. Like I said, it happened to my own wife. I'm sure it'll happen to me and Dennis too.
Yeah.
It happened to Joey too. Right. I mean, if it's that common, right? It's that common, Department of Labor. Can you please do something to fix it?
Yeah, I was kind of excited. Like, I text Janine. I'm like, am I done? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I filed unemployment. I didn't even know about it.
Right.
This is amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, so many scams. I mean, I remember the tax scams too, right? Where the IRS was sending refund checks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were sending hundreds and hundreds of refund checks to the same address.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not to the same last name even. Like, just you guys don't have a system to check that? You just chuck them out there? So, I mean, again, they don't care what they do with our money. But, yeah. So,
absentee voting safe. Just remember that.
I know. I hear if you put it in the mail, you're good. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. Bob and Wolkett. Hang on. We'll be right
back. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back. Joey bringing back all the hits. These are actually real people putting out real music back in the day, as it were.
But was it? Because this was during the this is part of the Matrix soundtrack.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, but are we just living in a simulation?
Oh, we might be. We might be.
Explain a lot.
What?
It would explain a lot.
It sure would. It sure would. It would explain why I'm not leveling up. Let's go to Bob and Wolcott next. Bob, you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, I've done my former employer has done business with you guys in the past, so I'm very familiar with you guys.
Awesome.
And the I gotta reflect on the last caller in the car before that. I think it was John.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people at Google and Microsoft, these nerds.
Hey, careful. Go ahead.
They need to calm their hormones on what they're doing, because it's like all of this like security crap that they're throwing at us, it's not helping.
What do you mean?
It's all it does it just confuses everybody. So, you know, you've got one password with different criteria that you have to use for your login for your computer.
Yeah.
Another password with different criteria that you have to use for your cell phone account.
Yes, sir.
Another password that you have to use with different criteria for your cable.
Yep.
Another password that you have to use. It's all these passwords. Nobody can keep them straight.
I hear you.
Everybody's coming up with their own ideas on what a password is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like coming up with better security for all these places. Apple does it good with face recognition.
Mm-hmm.
This is my face. This is my password.
Yep.
And you got these other places that, you know, they're saying, well, it has to be 12 characters long. It has to contain an asterisk. Three special characters and five digits, and it only lasts a month, and you have to reset it a month later. You know,
Most of our
nobody can remember all this stuff.
I know. We spend a lot of time with password resets.
We do. We work that subject a lot,
and
we do feel the pain of different kinds of password requirements, different expiration times. I mean, there are things that where they expire once a month. Yeah. There are things they expire once a year. I mean, what the heck? I mean, so, it's all like random.
I'm dealing with that with my current job. It's like I had one coworker that never had to change his password ever, and I have to change mine every 2 months.
Well, clearly they don't trust you, Bob. No, the issue there is
thanks a lot.
Clearly, that's a bigger problem. So when you have some people that don't have to change their passwords and others that do, that's poor management of that domain and or special treatment of the person who has been given that ability to not do that.
Yeah, it could be something like that. Or it could be that the person had some kind of a circumstance going on where they turned off password expiration for them for a particular reason. There are reasons to do that if you have to.
Yeah, but people forget and they leave it forever.
Right.
Well, I'm not gonna name drop the IT company for my place, but
it's okay. The thing that I would tell you to consider, Bob, is consider there's for you the way you described your pain. A password manager may be something you should consider. And that would be like Bitwarden.
Well, I use my iPhone.
There is password management built into the iOS.
There you go. Yeah. So if you're using a password manager, that would be an easier way to manage your stuff.
And that's what I use, but it's one of those things where if I'm doing something on my PC, well, that doesn't actually go to my iPhone.
Okay,
I'm
so then use
Windows PC.
So use the password manager.
A product like Bitwarden would cross over to all your devices.
You can use that. You can interface it with also Yubico keys so that you can make it easier for you in some cases. So interfacing Bitwarden, a password manager in your life. Now, the other snag will be, though, possibly that the people who are supporting your company may not support that type of password manager, right? Everyone's got the one they want to use. So may not solve all your problems. The other thought too is instead of passwords, can start thinking of passphrases. And if you think of things in passphrases, without giving clues to what you're doing. So some people will do passphrases and then they will incorporate where they're going in the passphrase. Like, you know, for example, the password becomes LinkedIn is the best, or you use the actual thing you're right. protecting in the phrase. Don't do that, because then the bad guys, if they find that out in the dark web and they're trying to log into some other site, they're going to say, oh, this guy likes to do it this way. But passphrases might be in your future. It might be easier to remember if you don't want to incorporate a password manager. But that would be the way to go, Bob.
Well, what I currently use is my father and my uncle's ham radio call letters, which are ingrained in my mind.
Yeah. What is your password for them?
I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, we got to go. We got to go, Bob. But thank you for the call. We got to go.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I thought I was going to get it out of him.
That was close.
We're going to be here. Well, we want to thank you guys. We're going to be here. We want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. We want to thank Joy Burgoyne for producing. Thank Mike G for posting everything live. And we'll hopefully get a hold of Peter Kelly Detweiler and have him on another show.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.